Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We turn to our live line where Dr. Sam Cloud, Associate Medical Director at ECMC, is joining us live. Dr. Cloud, thanks for being with us this morning. It's something that a lot of the area has been focused on, the issues with staffing throughout healthcare systems here in Western New York and really around the country. And we've heard, of course, about shortages, about the long hours, and everything that the past year and a half has brought. But now some concern as a vaccination mandate for healthcare workers starts to go into place. It's unclear exactly when that might happen, but there is concern that this might result in a shortage of workers. How are you preparing for that possibility, and what should people know when it comes to ECMC?
Yeah, good morning. This last year and a half has been extremely challenging for all of us. And it has led to staffing shortages throughout healthcare, from the people that deliver the meals to the nurses at the bedside. And so we are preparing for the vaccine mandate to go live on Monday. And by making sure that we have agency nurses, we're reaching out to our retirees. We're setting up an incident command center at ECMC to make sure that we're monitoring the staffing situation throughout the building. We have limited inpatient elective surgeries that take beds and resources. These are patients that their care could be postponed a little bit without harm to them, and so that we can utilize staff from the operating room. And we're also limiting our outpatient operations a little bit so we could bring some of those nurses into the hospital building itself.
You know, Dr. Cloud, as an associate medical director at the hospital, you can probably see both sides here. Let me ask, what's morale like right now? Is there division between vaccinated and unvaccinated staff?
What I see at the bedside is people still just continuing to take care of patients. You know, this last year has been extremely challenging. And, you know, there have been ups and downs in the staff morale throughout the last year, as you would expect. But as I go around my own emergency department and talk to people, people are just wanting to take really good care of patients still. And so I'm not really seeing a division amongst the staff. I'm just seeing some fatigue, as you would expect, but people that are still willing to show up and take good care of people.
The staff fatigue is definitely one thing that we've been talking about, obviously, in other healthcare systems coming to a contentious head right here. I'm wondering about the, what is in the reserve, so to speak, the staffing going forward. Has the past year and a half helped or hurt that recruitment that I'm sure you're kind of looking at on a yearly basis of who do we have in the wings? You know, who are the people coming in, the young professionals looking to work here, whether that's as a nurse, a doctor, or anyone else who you might employ? Is there a shortage maybe of people interested in the medical field?
I'm certainly not seeing that yet. In fact, my suspicion is that over the next several years, you'll see the opposite. I think people want to do something that's inspiring and meaningful. And so, you know, I think in the past year and a half, healthcare itself has demonstrated that it's one of the pillars of our society. And caring for others is one of the highest things you can do in a career. And so I think there's, you know, you've seen a lot of stories about the quote-unquote healthcare heroes. The pandemic just brought people's awareness to that. That's always been happening. And so I think it's going to inspire a lot of young people to want to go into the healthcare field, despite it being challenging. I think people often don't shy away from challenges when the challenge results in a satisfying career. And there's nothing more satisfying than caring for others.
I know there are ebbs and flows with patient counts at hospitals, you know, any time of the year. As all of this is kind of happening right now, what is the patient count like at ECMC?
It's the highest it's ever been, actually. We hit our highest census in living memory on Monday, inpatient census, and that's because of all the things we've been talking about. Hospitals are a little less efficient because our, I wouldn't say struggling, but we are dealing with kind of non-optimal staffing at times. The nursing homes that take our patients and the group homes that take some of our developmentally disabled patients, they're all also dealing with major staffing issues, as are every other, you know, business in Western New York. And so everybody's operating at a little less than their optimal efficiency, which then means patients stay a little bit longer in the hospital, which means then that they back up into the ED at times because there aren't enough inpatient beds. So that's something that we've been struggling with. But we are working diligently to make sure that we are getting patients out to safe situations so that we can get the new patients into those beds.
Are you keeping track of this vaccination mandate for healthcare workers? And what are you expecting on that front? I'm sure you're keeping, you know, somewhat aware of the news, but it can be a little unpredictable at times, right? When things get caught up in a courtroom, when are you maybe expecting this mandate to be in place?
Well, I guess your guess is as good as mine when it comes to what's going to happen in the courts and what the state is going to do over the next several days. But ECMC knows that as of right now, we have to prepare for Monday. As of yesterday, we had several hundred employees that were still not vaccinated. I do think some of those employees are probably waiting to the last minute to see if they absolutely have to be to maintain employment. And, you know, the hospital, this is not a hospital mandate. This is a state mandate. So the hospitals just have to comply with the state mandate. So we're preparing as if Monday everything's going to go forward with the vaccine mandate. And I'm just hoping that some of our employees decide to get vaccinated before the end of the weekend.
What is the vaccination rate at ECMC, the latest that you know? And what are you telling those staffers that are unvaccinated?
The latest rate is 85% of our staff are vaccinated, which is higher than the average population in Western New York. I'm telling you, I have had members within my own family, as I'm sure many of us have, that have had some vaccine hesitancy for various reasons. And so what I've been doing is just trying to explain what I see. At ECMC, since the vaccines became widely available, almost all the patients we're admitting are unvaccinated. The patients that are getting critically ill are unvaccinated for the most part. And the only patients that are getting admitted that have been vaccinated usually have severe medical issues that make the vaccine a little bit less effective, which is why they're doing that third booster dose for those patients. I'm not seeing, and I haven't seen, any major vaccine side effects. We've had 1,400 patients admitted at ECMC alone with COVID, and we haven't had any patients admitted for major vaccine side effects. I myself have, you know, for the past year and a half been living and breathing COVID, doing tons of research on every aspect of COVID, including the vaccines. I'm absolutely convinced that it's safe, so much so that my own 13 and 14-year-old daughters, I had them vaccinated the first morning that was eligible. They were eligible and able to get it. So I'm willing to put my own family I am willing to do this for my own family. I've talked to my own family about this. I've actually convinced some of my family members after a conversation to get vaccinated. So I think it's just really important. The only way out, really important to get vaccinated. That is the safest way out of this pandemic, because the only way this pandemic is going to end is if the majority of people get vaccinated or get COVID. And it's much, much, much safer, 10 times safer to get vaccinated than it is to get COVID.
What should patients know, maybe patients who are scheduled for an upcoming surgery or something like that, what should they know about perhaps changes at ECMC if there is a staffing issue in the near future?
Well, we're only limiting very few surgeries, and it's only the surgeries that require an overnight stay because we're trying to increase the capacity of the building. So we are still doing surgeries that are a one day, in and out of the operating room and going home the same day. So talk to your surgeon to see if, they'll be reaching out to you to see if it's you're one of the patients that will be affected. And we will sort through this as quickly as we can and get those surgeries rescheduled. But it's going to affect a very small number of surgeries, actually.
Dr. Cloud, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for everything you're doing.
All right, that's Dr. Sam Cloud. He is the Associate Medical Director for ECMC and an attending ER physician.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.